sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, April 7th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, mostly coming from Washington, D.C. Some coming from Lansing. Not really that much activity noticeable on the media news alerts, but we're following them. We'll wait and see as they come in. Washington, D.C., last Tuesday, one U.S. Congresswoman from Florida basically put up a bill that the Democrats were supportive of, and nine Republicans voted with the Democrats that basically shut down the House. They called it a floor rebellion against House Speaker Mike Johnson. Well, as a result, on Saturday, Vicki and I were going into Traverse City to see episode 2 of season 5 of The Chosen at the theater. We stopped at our favorite restaurant there in Traverse City, Randy's Diner on Garfield. We're sitting there in a packed restaurant, only a couple of tables open. And who walked in? U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman. Well, he didn't see Vicki and I at first. Only table available. He comes over and sits down, but he saw some constituents that he knew. And they all yelled out, "Hey, Jack." And he started looking around the room, and he's like, "Oh, my God, all my peeps are here." Well, we were kind of with our backs to him. Vicki was facing him. I had my back to him. I turned and looked at him. He made eye contact and he went, "Oh no, I just entered the hornet's nest." He said he had come through Sheboygan, down through Gaylord, driving over to Traverse City this morning for a meeting. He said the devastation he saw in his vehicle was just unbelievable. I asked him, "Well, what do you think about this budget process that Senator Lindsey Graham did in the Senate?" They pulled an all-nighter on Friday heading into Saturday morning. I said, "What did you think about it?" Jack wasn't really fully aware that they had stayed over all night pulling Votorama and have passed Donald Trump's one big beautiful bill. Now, he mentioned that he's part of the House Budget Committee, but had not been made aware of it yet. So basically, I knew something that the congressman didn't know. Found that to be kind of interesting. Well, the reason he was gone out of Washington, House leaders on Tuesday canceled votes for the rest of the week. after a band of Republican lawmakers staged a rebellion on the floor, bringing legislative action to a screeching halt. The House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, Republican of Minnesota, informed lawmakers the next vote in the House would be tonight, Monday night. You're done. Go back to district. So basically, they have the week off. We're going to get into this story because it ties right into the U.S. Senate votorama that happened in the Senate late Friday night heading into Saturday morning, just hours before we bumped into Congressman Jack Bergman in Traverse City. What a God thing. It was funny. Short break. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by the Sheboygan County Republican Party. They are going to have their Reagan Day dinner on Saturday, May 3rd. It's going to be at Nona Lisa's there in Mackinac City. Doors are going to open at 5 o'clock. They got a great lineup of invited speakers that are coming. They're going to have a silent auction, full course dinner. Lots of good information will be coming out of this meeting. Congressman Jack Bergman, who Vic and I bumped into on Saturday, is scheduled to speak, as is Justin Michael, young man I met from over in the Grayling area. He is running against Jack Bergman this upcoming election in 2026. So going to be an interesting event for you to attend. Just text me CC for Sheboygan County, and I'll send you the link. SheboyganRepublicans.com/headline/Reagan-dinner. I'll send you a bit.ly. You can click on it, go right to their website, purchase your tickets online. It is a fundraiser. Tickets this year are $60 per person. If you want to sit with one of the guest speakers, you can get a VIP ticket for $100. And you can also join, if you live in Sheboygan County, to become a member of their Sheboygan County Republican Party for $25. Greatly appreciate it. Text me CC and I'll send you the information. Now, one of the things happening in Washington, D.C., kind of interesting, the way this was shaking out in Washington, was the Republicans in the majority in the House had to cancel the rest of the votes last week on Tuesday. Informed the lawmakers that they, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, I should say, informed the lawmakers the next vote in the House would be Monday evening. You're dismissed. You can leave. Kind of interesting. Well, the announcement came minutes after 9 Republicans joined all the Democrats in opposing a procedural rule that would have killed a bipartisan effort to allow proxy voting for new parents. Members of Congress that have a baby, whether it's the woman or the husband fathers, it doesn't matter, they would be able to stay home and vote online. The other votes that they were looking at taking up blocked planned votes the Republican priorities had to limit the power of federal judges and to require proof of citizenship to vote. While the Republican leading the charge, Anna Paulina Luna, congresswoman from Florida, successfully used a very old, arcane, and rarely successful discharge petition to a procedural vote to force a procedural vote on Congresswoman Brittany Peterson, Democrat of Colorado's resolution to allow members who give birth or spouses of lawmakers giving birth to have another member vote for them for 12 weeks, basically giving them a proxy. In addition, if they didn't want to give a proxy, they would be able to vote online. Well, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, argued that the proxy voting was unconstitutional. The Leadership Control of the House Rules Committee inserted language into a procedural rule to basically kill Luna's effort. However, that hardball tactic failed Tuesday when 9 Republicans voted with the Democrats to torpedo the procedural vote, bringing key legislative action on the floor to a halt. Without adopting a rule, the House is unable to debate and vote on bigger ticket legislative items. Well, Johnson, the Speaker of the House, said it was very disappointing result on the floor where a handful of Republicans joined with all the Democrats to take down a rule. Johnson went on to say that's rarely done. The thwarted rule means the House leaders cannot hold votes as planned on the No Rogue Rulings Act, which would limit the power of federal judges to impose nationwide injunctions like those that have been used to block Donald Trump's administrative actions, as well as the SAVE Act. What is the SAVE Act? Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, which requires proof of citizenship in order to register to vote. Well, the double play on this, after doing an audit of the most recent November 5th, 2024 election here in Michigan, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has found that 15 non-U.S. citizens actually voted, cast a ballot in our election. So to prevent this from happening, not only in Michigan, but across the country, they came up with the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. Well, Johnson went on to say, let me just make this clear. The rule being brought down means that we can't have any further action on the floor this week. This means we will not be voting on the SAVE Act for election integrity. Also, we will not be voting on the rogue judges for attacking and preventing President Trump's agenda from going forward. We will not be taking down these terrible Biden policies. And also, everything else was wiped off the table. It's very unfortunate, but we'll regroup and come back, and we'll have to do all this all over again next week. Well, the canceled votes raised some questions about the leadership's next move. Luna, earlier on Tuesday, made a privilege motion enabled by her to discharge a petition to force consideration of the proxy voting legislation within 2 legislative days. Had the House schedule continued as planned, it likely would have come up on Friday. Well, now it appears that the earliest resolution is going to come up today on Monday, a fly-in day. Evening House votes typically have lower attendance, a dynamic that could complicate the path for the proxy voting resolution if the leadership brings it up. There's also the possibility the House GOP leaders still take another attempt at preventing the proxy voting for a new parents resolution from even coming back. Congressman Luna was asked if leadership could mount another effort to do so. Luna's response, I don't think they can. My coalition is solid and we are still in lockstep. Well, after the event occurred, Luna spoke to Johnson on the House floor. Luna said he told her, I know your heart's in the right place. While Luna responded, I hope you have good things to say about this. So we'll see where this goes. Well, here's the other problem. As they look at what's going on in the House, the Senate is going forward. Senator Lindsey Graham basically did the same thing that the Democrats did back in the day when they passed Obamacare. One of the things that is very interesting in this dynamic is how they, in the Senate, pulled the exact same tactic the Democrats did back in the day and rammed through Donald Trump's budget resolution. Final vote in the early morning hours on Saturday, April 5th, approved a budget blueprint to advance President Donald Trump's agenda after a marathon voting session. Now, again, those in the House weren't there. Jack Bergman was in Traverse City. I know because, like I said, we bumped into him at Randy's Diner Saturday, roughly at about noon. Congress is gone, but the senators spent an all-nighter. Kind of very interesting how this unfolded. Senate passes Trump's agenda budget blueprint after a late-night voting session. The resolutions now head to the House, where they are already warning signs that the blueprint could face hurdles. This is according to the Epoch Times. U.S. Senate, in the early morning hours of Saturday, April 5th, approved a budget blueprint to advance President Donald Trump's agenda after a marathon voting session. Under the rules of reconciliation process, they used it to pass the sweeping package. However, all amendments must be considered, which led to the voting session being turned into what is known as a votorama. Well, this time it was no different. As long as the vote series began in the evening on April 4th and continued into the early hours of April 5th, lawmakers finally advanced the resolution 51-48, which fell mostly along party lines. Two of the Republican senators that voted against it, of course, Susan Collins of Maine, and surprisingly, Rand Paul of Kentucky. The all-night session included votes on Democratic amendments that targeted Donald Trump's tariffs, the potential effects of the budget bill on the federal deficit, and they sought to limit tax cuts for the wealthy individuals in this country. Well, all of their amendments failed. Now, with its passage by the Senate, the budget resolution, which resulted from weeks and weeks of bicameral negotiation, now heads to the House. Both chambers will need to pass the measure to move it on to the next stage of the reconciliation process. However, there are already warning signs in the lower chamber where House Speaker Mike Johnson oversees a slim and ideological diverse Republican conference. And there are concerns about some of the components of the Senate blueprint. What is included? Well, first of all, the blueprint was unveiled by Senate Budget Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham back on April 2nd. According to the Senate rules, they are allowed 48 hours to review any special resolutions, which brought it up to the floor then on Friday, April 4th. Using this tactic, however, did provide Democrat amendments to be heard. We're going to continue with this on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan.